Last Sunday, if you remember, the Lord reminded us very strongly about what it really means to be a disciple. Essentially, to follow Christ, to follow after Him. Today, He reinforces and also clarifies this truth when He says, "Come to me." Let's go step by step. Come. To be a disciple means to come, to follow, to move. Although at times we try, it is really, in practice, impossible to actually be a disciple of Christ without an intentional and constant effort. To say that I'm not making progress, but I'm not moving backwards, that's an illusion. We're always moving, and hopefully we move towards Christ. To be interested but ultimately distracted doesn't work. For we don't follow a sort of leader who lives very far in a distant place, whom we can never really get to know, and whose plans and designs are so foreign to us that we cannot really understand anything. We follow Christ, and Christ comes to us, is in us, and loves us personally. So our good desires have to become action. No matter where we are right now, we who are here, no matter where we are in our spiritual Christian life, today we must move. Come to me. That's what Christ says. For some reason, it is easy to confuse at some point in our lives our discipleship as if it were some kind of membership in a club or a political party where we like some ideas and like others we do certain things. But we don't follow ideas, we don't follow practices, we follow a person. And so, do we know personally Jesus Christ? Do we speak with Him? Do we spend time not just doing things, even doing things for Him, as good as that is, but just time with Him, as with the best friend, time that can be filled with conversation or silence, but it's time of love and communion. This is His invitation. Come to me, because He is coming to us today in prayer, in our community, and most especially in the Eucharist. So as He comes to each one of us, can we in our hearts come to Him? All you who labor and are burdened. So know those who apparently have everything figured out, know those who are always seemingly successful and perfect, but those who are weary, those who are tired because we carry heavy loads. So us who at times are confused by a lot of things in this life, us who feel the weight of having a broken heart, who too often desires what is wrong, us who are tired of being tempted, usually in the same way, again and again, year after year. Us who suffer unjustly or justly. Us who have to work and often find very little time for rest. Us who are frequently tired and burdened. And I will give you rest. The offer, the promise, is not a thing, a period, an experience, but Christ Himself giving us rest if only we come to Him. Now, for the world, for society, rest usually means a break, an interruption in our labors or our problems. For a disciple, rest means more than that. Rest means being with the Lord. And the Lord, along with the necessary breaks that we all need, offers something much greater. He offers rest, peace, and refreshment also amid our normal life, our efforts and struggles. This is a wonderful aspect of the good news that at times we miss. Communion with Christ gives rest always, in good times and in bad. It's not just when we have a break or a retreat or a good period. Communion with Christ gives rest because it gives peace, even in the midst of hard labor. And this is ultimately what we all long for, this profound experience of rest. Rest in this life when our hearts learn to beat in sync with the heart of Christ and we stop worrying about so many things. And rest in the life to come when, if we follow Christ now while we can, we will experience the eternal rest of seeing his face. And finally, take my yoke upon you. My burden is light. This really seems like a contradiction. The Lord is saying that we find rest by following him, by moving, but even more, by carrying a yoke, a burden. And then he says that this burden is light and easy. How can that be? Think, St. Augustine says, about the good father coming to meet a prodigal son. What did he do? He placed his arm on his son. Is that a burden? Well, that arm is a burden that is light, that's love. Think, Augustine continues, about the birds in the sky. Do they feel the weight of their wings? Well, without wings, they can fly, they can do nothing. Is that a burden? That's a burden that is easy, light. When the Father places his arms on us, initially or selfishly, we might feel a weight, but he does that to lift us up. So the burden of following Christ with the efforts he demands, of coming to him and working on our conversion, is light, but not just in comparison with the nice things that will come later at some unknown moment. So it's not like ultimately, if we're sincere, saying it's not going to be good, this life is not great, but sure, there is a heaven, so keep going. That's not what Christ is saying. That's not Christian life. Our path is light. It's filled with light. This yoke is easy and sweet because it gives peace and it frees us of the load and burden of our own complications. Holiness is simple and beautiful. May we choose right now, in this very moment, to come with our hearts to Christ who is coming to us in this Mass. May we renew that effort no matter where we are. And may we have a desire to teach or to allow ourselves to be taught so that our hearts can beat in sync with the heart of Christ because he will give us rest.